You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Let's get right to it. Owen Schroyer was very busy in the ATX driving around the InfoWars battle wagon. And here's what he had to say about the COVID vaccine deaths. Here it is.
You have a choice. You can be part of a big experiment known as the COVID-19 vaccine, or you can be a free human that is not owned by Big Pharma. The choice is yours.
And so now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to walk around and we are going to get people's opinions now that they see this data. Because all you're seeing in the media is the pro-vax propaganda. All you're seeing and hearing everywhere is COVID fear-mongering and pro-vaccine propaganda. But you're not seeing this information. Now, there's a reason for that. It's totally banned off big tech platforms. And, of course, as we know, big pharmaceutical companies spend more money on advertising on big television news than every other industry. So there's no wonder why you're not going to see this information on TV news. Big Pharma owns TV news. There's a reason why you're not going to see this information on big tech platforms. Big Pharma owns big tech platforms. There's a reason why you're not going to see politicians coming out en masse talking about the deadly nature of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is experimental, because Big Pharma owns our politicians as well. Now, liberals in this country used to understand that dynamic. Leftists in this country used to be all about going up against Big Pharma, big media, big tech. Now they do their bidding. What happened? What happened to that day? All of us Americans should be rallying together to say we're free, we're not going to be test subjects for an experimental vaccine, and we're not going to be censored out of sharing this information so that politicians and media funded by Big Pharma can sell us a bill of lies that a vaccine is safe and effective when it's actually the deadliest vaccine so far in U.S. history. So let's find out what people think about this. Guys, what do you think about this information? Does this shock you? Here, let's walk down the road here and ask people. What do you guys think about this information? Does this surprise you? Would you like to know this before you get a vaccine? Would you like to see this?
What I want to know is how much of it was actually like
trouble you for a couple of photos
related to the vaccine.
So if you go to the website, fairs.hhs.gov, there'll be a thing to download. There's all these different Excel spreadsheets. You download it, you open up, it'll show you all the data, and it shows vaccine, COVID-19, manufacturer, and it's Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, just the whole sheet. You just scroll forever, just the vaccine. I'm not getting paid. Who would pay me to be here?
What is your
education? I'm genuinely curious.
Who's advantaged by me being out here?
That's my question.
This is all about freedom. This is about freedom of speech. This is about freedom of information. Well, I just think people want to know.
Thank you, bro.
Okay, well, I care about people dying from a vaccine, so I guess that makes me the kook. I guess I'm the weird one. Hey, get closer when I'm talking to people, all right?
Yeah.
So here's the crazy thing about this, though. People don't want to be faced with this information. This is too hardcore. This data is too hardcore for people to accept that the TV has been lying to them and their politicians have been lying to them. What do you guys think about this information that shows the COVID-19 vaccine is the deadliest on record? Don't you think they should tell us this before they make us take it? Yeah. But, of course, this is censored everywhere. Sir, what do you think about this data right here?
I totally agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And I also agree with everything you said 100%.
Why do you think that
they would censor this? I've agreed with it for a long time. Why?
Yeah.
Big Pharma?
Yeah.
Federal government wanting to control people. Who knows what other reasons they have behind the vaccines, the people that have manufactured the vaccines. So we've had a cover-up of vaccine deaths long before the COVID vaccine came out.
Yeah.
For decades and decades and decades, where the federal government had laws and policies basically trying to minimize the damages so that there would be very little compensation for people who were vaccinated.
In fact, you can't even sue the companies in court. They have their own secret court.
That's right. But, I mean, if you look, it's not just this, but if you look at things even like the polio vaccine, you look at the bell curve for when the polio vaccine was introduced.
And you can watch the rest of that video, Owen Schroyer, Bullhorns ATX, on deadly COVID vax triggering libs. who got the experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, I thought my life was over when she walked right out on me. And I watched the world.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me here at 8 a.m. ATX time. And let's just go to our top story. Biden White House condemns China for hiring criminal contract hackers to carry out ransomware attacks. But wait a minute. You're talking about the Microsoft Exchange server attack that happened back in April? But all I heard for weeks and weeks is that it was Russia, and Russia was behind it, and CNN told me Russia was behind it, and 60 Minutes told me Russia was behind it. But now Biden's come out and said it was China. And notice how you hardly hear about it. You get some articles about it, but it's not going to be on the news. You think they're going to talk about this going after China? I wonder. Biden administration on Monday led worldwide condemnation of China for state-sponsored ransomware attacks, accusing Beijing of a pattern of malicious cyber activities that poses a major threat to U.S. and allies' economic and national security. Is he going to get questions from reporters going, "Are you going to stand up to Mr. Putin? Mr. Biden, are you going to stand up to Putin?" And Biden's going to go, "Yeah, I'm going to stand up to Putin about hacking." But yet now it's China. Oh, look, Russian intervened to help Trump win the election. So that was back 2016. We need to find something about this specific Microsoft Exchange server attack. Like I said, it's probably already been scrubbed that anybody was mentioning Russia. There's probably not videos of reporters' questions anymore, because that's the world we live in now. Is we got people like Jen Psaki saying what can be on the internet. The administration also announced it's determined that China was behind the April hack attack of Microsoft Exchange servers, which affected thousands of users and American businesses. Cyber criminals hit more than 30,000 servers in the U.S. alone and hundreds of thousands worldwide. And China is doing it for its own financial gain, the White House charged. I wonder if they're behind the Wuhan pandemic. I wonder if we'll ever get the answer for that. Oh, see, it was caused by China, U.S. says. See, we're not going to be able to find any. That's AP. You're going to have to do a date search, and you're going to have to exclude everything from end on the 18th. So you have to go back to April and then go to the 18th. Trump server, is that old or new? When's that from? What's the date on that one? Was Trump server communicating with Russia? See, that's old. No, I think that's old. Anything about Trump communicating with Russia was the 2016 election. Do a search from April of this year and end it on the 18th or the 17th and see if we could even find the term Russia anymore. I think it's excised, even though they sat and told everybody it was Russia over and over again. I heard several news reports. I heard reporters and saw reporters yelling at Mr. Biden. "Mr. Biden, what are you going to tell Putin to stop hacking?" "I'm going to tell him to stop hacking." Yet now it's China. China's using criminal contract hackers, maybe they will be from Russia, to conduct unsanctioned cyber operations globally, including to their own personal profit, a senior administration official told reporters on a briefing call Sunday night. So that would have been on the 18th. The UK, European Union, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Japan, NATO joined in the condemnation. The Joe Biden administration led a worldwide condemnation for state sponsors. So now it's He's leading it against China. So I guess the information had to come out that was so egregious to China, because we know they could spoof these things. And so I guess it finally came out. Really is amazing. I've got all kinds of other news. I'm going to play some another Jen Psaki clip. You know, last week she said they're sending posts to Facebook to censor. And now she comes out and says, what does she say? If you're spreading disinfo, if you get banned on one platform, you should get banned on all platforms. So all platforms should work in lockstep with the government. That's the new White House talking point. We have Israeli spyware being found on cell phones of journalists. We've got survey finds millennials think reading books, using cash, and talking on the phone are signs of someone living in the dark ages. So basic communication and having a money supply that can't be tracked, or money transactions that can't be tracked, that's living in the dark ages. Invasive Asian carp will be renamed. I wonder what they'll call it. Maybe they'll call it the insurrectionist carp. Is that what it's doing? Is it leading an insurrection on our freshwater lakes? Because Asian carp's pretty bad. We have FedEx is going to cancel the entire firearms industry. I'll read you that letter coming up. Newsmax reporter Emerald Robinson confronts Dr. Fauci. In fact, let's go to that. We got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's go to Newsmax reporter Emerald Robertson questions Dr. Fauci on the Wuhan lab funding. Oh, I wonder what he says. I bet he gives her a lot of answers. What do you think?
Can I ask you a quick question?
I'm sorry, we have to get to the next
point. Why would you fund that kind of research and have emails about it and then say that you did it? Why would you then try to criticize the lab leak theory, Dr. Fauci?
Wow. I mean, normally the guy loves to get on camera.
Wolf, what we need to do is wear more masks. We're not wearing enough masks. I tried a triple, quadruple mask. Now that I've been vaccinated, I mask up.
Notice he wasn't masked up right there, though, right? He wasn't wearing a mask there. And we assume Dr. Fauci took the vaccine. He didn't take the saline shot, right? Is that what you believe? Sylvia, masks are really for infected people to prevent them. That's what it's always been. Masks have always been for sick people. We'll have more COVID news. LA is reimposing the mask mandate. Macron threatened business owners who fail to check patrons for COVID passports with a 45,000 euro fine. We have a Cuban Lives Matter gentleman. He's got a message for Cuba. This is a black man living in the United States. But he's got a message for all the Black Lives Matter. And he's got a message for Cuba and the BLM. So that should be interesting. Josh Hawley came out and had a, man, I can't believe he'd get away with speech like this. Big tech acting like arms of the government. It's scary stuff. Wow. Man, you know, I knew Josh Hawley could really get into it, but this is scary stuff. Whew! Missouri Senator Josh Hawley warned Thursday that big tech is acting like arms of the government after the White House admitted that it is asking Facebook to comply with censoring anyone who posts content it deemed to be misinformation. Wow, and he says it's scary stuff. So, I mean, if Josh Hawley says it's scary stuff, what are we going to do? I think it's really scary to have the federal government of the United States and the White House compiling lists of people, organizations, and going to private companies. That, by the way, is a monopoly. It's really censorship. I mean, does this feel like 8 years too late? At least 4 years too late. I guess it's been since 2018. They've been censoring people, but now it's scary stuff. Now it's scary stuff. Thanks, Josh Hawley. We appreciate that. That's presidential. That's presidential right there. It's scary stuff. I mean, don't do anything about it. Just say it's scary stuff. That's what we need. An American First rally was canceled in Anaheim amid public safety concerns. But don't worry, Antifa gets to go out and attack anyone. They get to cancel rallies. They get to do whatever they want. You try to have your American First rally. I think this is their third different spot they tried to get it. Let's see. American First rally has been scheduled for Saturday at the Anaheim Event Center has been canceled. The event previously been scheduled and canceled at two other venues in Orange and Riverside counties. So these are supposedly red counties, Orange County. But no, you can't even meet there. They're not going to let you. We can't get together. No, if you're for America First, you have to meet up in a basement, in a dungeon. Wow. All right, we'll have that and more, and I'm going to take your calls today. We got wide open first and second hour. I do have a guest in the third hour, and I'll tell you all about it coming up. You're watching the American Journal.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, the same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world that realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot
lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And last segment, I was reading about the Daily Mail article about the White House condemning China. During the break, we did a little search. In fact, you could do this. You could play along at home. Type in Microsoft hack and then add Russia to it. Now, let's see what pops up. What Microsoft officials know about Russia's phishing hack. All right. Let's see what the next one is. Microsoft says group behind alleged Russia hack broke into blah, blah, blah. Russia Nobelium using USAID's email system for hack. Microsoft discloses new customer hack link too. Microsoft says SolarWinds hackers struck again. That means Russia. Russia appears to carry out hack through system used by dot, dot, dot. Microsoft says Russia hackers viewed some of its source code. I think they said that during the, and that's the New York Times. New York Times said it. Russian hackers target aid groups in new cyber attack. Microsoft warns that Russia hackers used U.S. agency to dot, dot, dot. China's Microsoft Russia SolarWinds hack. Oh, well, now we got China. There's our first mention of China. Microsoft president says cyber attack blamed on Russia. Microsoft says Russia's hacked its network, viewing source code. Microsoft says group behind SolarWinds attack now targeting. That's Reuters. So everybody around the block saying it was Russia, 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 because that's really all they have in their wheelhouse. If anything happens, blame it on Russia, because we can't blame it on China, because then we'd have to start looking at China critically, and we don't want to do that. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number, and we'll get you guys on starting at the bottom of the hour, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll get you on the phone, see what you want to talk about. I want to go to this. This is a video that was in a tweet from Outspoken Samantha. A black man from Cuba has a message for BLM. Quote, you guys suck. In Cuba, you cannot speak. You cannot think. Thinking in Cuba, take you to jail. Speaking in Cuba, take you to jail. So it's about 2 minutes long. Let's hear what this man has to say who comes from Cuba. Maybe he can educate some of us on what's really going on down there.
It's directly to Black Lives Matter movement. You guys suck. You know why you guys suck? Because any of you guys live in a communist country, in the socialist country. The day you guys go to Cuba and live for a month at least, then you guys can talk about Cuba. Then you guys can talk about Cubans. Cuba is not a paradise. Cuba is not like a...
Wait, hold on. No. He's telling them to go down there and live in Cuba for a month? And then maybe they'll know what's really going on? That's outlandish. How could he say that to these precious snowflakes? How could he ask them to go live in Cuba and see what it's really like? So then they have a little bit of experience in which to refer from. Oh, no. We can't ask. They have phones, brother. They have phones. They know what's going on. All right, let's continue.
Country. Cuba is a dictatorship government. People are protesting right now in Cuba. They're not protesting because they want the embargo to be off. No. They're protesting because they want to be free. They protesting in Cuba because they want a freedom. That's why they're protesting. The day that the Cuban people have freedom, the embargo disappear. Any restriction that United States have over Cuba gonna disappear. I see, like that. When the people in Cuba have freedom. In Cuba, you cannot speak. You cannot think. Thinking in Cuba, take you to jail. Speaking in Cuba, take him to jail. In order that has to be with embargo. In Cuba, it's not about color. It's about head. It's about mouth. Whatever you think, whatever you talk, that the government don't like, they can take you to jail. They can kill you. They can kill you. They can disappear you. And your family cannot do anything. If your family go to the street to protest, the whole family disappear. And nobody do nothing about that. And the whole world know that. How bad are the Cuban government. So stop lying to American people.
I don't know. I mean, this guy's from Cuba. But do you think he really knows? I mean, he doesn't. Do you think he has a smartphone? Do you think he knows what's really going on there? I mean, the precious snowflakes, the BLMers, they know what's going on. I mean, they were told that Cuba's a great place. They got AOC saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with Cuba. It's just our sanctions. That's the only thing that's going on with Cuba. You know, because if we gave them all this stuff, you know what happened? It wouldn't go to the people. Nothing's going to the people. But there you go. Cuban lives matter. Cubans' lives matter. So that was something on TikTok that somebody put out. Staying in that region, U.S. mercenaries arrested in Haiti were part of a half-baked scheme to move $80 million for embattled president. And yet they assassinated. One of them was a DEA informant, at least. He contacted the DEA, and they said, turn yourself in, bro. We don't want any part of this. Most of the Americans arrived in Port-au-Prince by U.S. private jet early on the morning of February 16th. They packed the 8-passenger charter plane with a stockpile of semi-automatic rifles, handguns, bulletproof vests. Most had been paid $10,000 up front with another $20,000. After they finished the job, a trio of politically connected Haitians greeted the Americans when their plane landed around 5 a.m. to aid the embattled Haitian president, Moisi, and two other regime-friendly Haitians whisked them through the country's biggest airport, avoiding customs, immigration agents who had not yet reported for work. The American team included two former Navy SEALs, a former Blackwater-trained contractor, two Serbian mercenaries who lived in the U.S., their leader, a 52-year-old Marine, C-130 pilot named Kent Croker, had told his men that this secret operation had been requested and approved by Moisi himself. The Haitian president's emissaries had told Croker the mission would involve escorting presidential aide Fritz Jean Lewis to the Haitian Central Bank, where he'd electronically transfer $80 million from a government oil fund to a second account controlled by the president. In the process, the Haitians told the Americans they'd be preserving democracy. So that, I guess that was the cover story to get him in the country. And then things went wrong, as they say. But nobody's talking about how he and I think it was four other African leaders are all dead now after refusing the vaccine. We don't talk about that. So when we come back from break, we'll go to your calls. I'll cover more of the news. We'll play some more videos. Definitely want to get to this Brian Stelter piece. Most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell them what's real. And that's Michael Wolff. This guy uses sources that might be familiar with the unnamed sources that are kind of familiar with. And
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, Tell folks about the broadcast however you can. And buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2. It's the exact same X2 in the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40%. Off depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience deep earth crystal iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. You can't find me anywhere on social media because social media doesn't want me, and that suits me just fine. I want to go to your calls here. Coming up, we got Casey in Oklahoma. We got Cedric in Alabama. Got Bear in Wyoming. Johnny in Denmark. We're going to go to all you guys. But first, I want to tell you, the only way that we stay on the air is from people going to the InfoWars store and buying our products or giving us donations. But frankly, it's buying the products. And the great thing is the products that we put together, the line that covers the variety from vitamin D, so the greens fiber capsules, to sleep aids, to turmeric powder, to fish oil, all that, we go out and try to find the best that we can find. And instead of putting the markups with a giant marketing team and a bunch of ads everywhere, we just tell you about them here on the show. And then you get to make the decision, hey, I like this information. I want to see it continue. I want to see it go to the next level. And so then you're going to get products that you need at some of the best prices ever. And now this super sale we have running now has got some of the best prices I've ever seen on some of these products, especially Survival Shield X2, and I'm going to get to that in 1 second. I'm going to start with Greens Fiber Capsules Total Amino Acid Supercharger. Introductory price, $19.95. There it is there on the scroller page right next to the iodine. Winter Sun, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off. The Alexa Pros, I don't know if any of those are in stock, but they're 10% off. And now we go to the Survival Shield X2. The dropper bottle, that where you get the dropper of it, you put that on your tongue, that's 40% off. But the Survival Shield X2 spray, which is in a spray bottle to shoot in the back of your throat, that is 60% off. Now, that's the same X2 in both bottles. So you could get almost a, it's almost two for one when you get the X2 spray. InfoWars privacy pouches, 50% off. We're talking about Freedom Phones on Friday. This is another way to have a Freedom Phone, is to stick it in that Faraday pouch when you're not using it. And it's like Christmas. You open it up and all the messages like pop up. You get all these notifications and everything. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. All water filtration systems and filters. If you are not filtrating your water, in fact, I need to shoot a photo. I have the ProPure shower filters, and one of them was clogged. It wasn't working. So I took it out, and you will not believe the stuff that's in this filter. I mean, it's pieces of rock in this filter, plus whatever else it's catching. So that's just on the first screen. When you see this, you're going to be amazed. I got to take some pictures of that and give it to Owen, because he loves selling those shower filters. But check all that out. All water filtration systems and filters, 10% off. And storable food supplies, that's got to be ending soon. So if you don't have your storable food, you need to go check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. All of our great storable food. And we got up to 60% off on some of our items. So get them now before they're gone. And you know about this supply chain. It's worldwide, the supply chains that are grinding to a halt. So stock up. Stock up now. InfoWarsStore.com. And the great thing is it supports what we're doing. And so it's a 360 win, as Alex Jones says. You buy products that you need at a great price, and you support this network and support the work we're doing, which we don't stop. You notice that it's pretty much 7 days a week now for the last 6 months that we've been putting out content every day. The website gets updated continuously. We're updating band.video continuously. We've got people out. In fact, I'm going to set up a channel today from some young lads in Germany who are doing some live streaming, and they want to start putting their content on band.video. So we're going to put their video content up. And these are guys who helped us confront Bilderbergers back in 2016, 2017. So a good bunch of guys still fighting out there, fighting in Germany, fighting the disinformation, which, you know, notice. Well, let me bring up this little quote before we go to your calls. I'll end it with this. The party that believes men can get pregnant wants to control the misinformation on the internet. Let that sink in. And that's Proud Army Brett. So let that sink in. These, the people that say men can get pregnant, that have created pregnant men emojis, want to control what goes on the internet. Now, does that make you feel safe? It should. All right, let's go to KC in Oklahoma. Have no sympathy for those who get the vax. I kind of feel right there with you, KC. Go ahead.
I mean, it's sad to say that, but this is where we are. There's so many mindless controlled sheep that are being remote controlled. I mean, literally like an RC car. They follow the talking points of the mainstream media. They follow the talking points of these idiot liberals. But then they go out and they trust their government. Does nobody know what democide is? How many millions of people have been killed by governments? And these people trust their governments, and they run headlong into the wood chipper, and then they get mad because they're dying. I'm sorry. Stupid begets stupid. Let's get rid of these people. And it's sad to say this. I know it's sad to say this, but these people that mask up and say follow the science and want to be mad at you because you have a brain cell, you will stand up and not conform to these people. It makes me sick, and I'm done with them. Let's weed them out. Let's weed out the stupid people and let us move on and go on without this weight on our back dragging us down.
You know, I was at a dinner on Saturday night, and it was a big group. It was an anniversary party, and one of the people there is a personal trainer. Says, I kind of think this whole COVID thing is a, you know, kind of weeding out people.
Mm.
And I could see, and I kind of agree with that. It is sort of a weeding out of people. But you look at the system people have been brought up in, and some people aren't lucky enough to come across this information. Or they hear it, and then they got friends who say, oh, don't look at it. And they don't think for themselves. And I feel bad for those people. You know, listen, Jesus Christ still preached to people, even though they were sinners.
Yep.
And so I still think it's our job to try and reach out to these people. But yes, also at some point we reach out. They don't want to look at the information. Yeah, the chips are going to fall where they may. I mean, you look at these people who are going out and getting this vaccine. And if even half of what is true of what people are saying about this, there's going to be hundreds of thousands, probably close to 500,000 people dying from this vaccine, maybe even more. And that just might be in the next 2 years. Then you have all the health effects that are going to happen. I mean, we've already got Dementia Joe saying everybody's going to be in the hospital, is going to be a Alzheimer's patient. What does he know? Pretty freaking scary. And guys, there's one article that I think I sent that it was from the Stu Peters show, and they're talking about the blood of people before the vaccine and after the vaccine. I definitely want to go to that. Check, Matt, check your text. I believe I sent it. If you don't, we'll find it during the break, because that's something I want to show to people. Like those images, just those images, Casey, of the blood before and after the vaccine. If that's real, which, you know, who knows who to believe at this point in any situation. I only trust what I see with my own eyes. I'll give you a little final comment here, Casey, before we go to break.
Yeah, but Jesus did say, though, when he sent the disciples out to preach to them that the kingdom of God is at hand, he said, if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet and move on.
There you go.
And I do believe that we need to reach out to them. But it comes a point when you have to just walk away, because some of these people are so, like Morpheus said, some of these people are so inured by being in the matrix, they will defend it with their life.
Yeah, or they see the reality and then want to go back into the matrix because they're like, hey, man, I kind of like everything being done for me. I like safety ahead of security.
Because ignorance is bliss, just like that character said that betrayed him in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Ignorance is bliss. It really is in some ways, and it's sad. It's sad that people don't want to take that extra step, because we've all been given this free will. It's a great first call, Casey. Thank you. More of your calls coming up on the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. We got a whole lot more coming up. I'm going to get to this article. NASA finds mysterious system beneath Antarctica connected to whole Earth. Kind of reminds me of our first caller on Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridor and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for the pendant keychains.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're going to go back to your calls. But I want to show you this. This was Stu Peters. Who was he interviewing on that, guys? It was Dr. Jane Ruby. Okay. That's what I thought. At one point, they show a couple slides, and they say, this is your red blood cells before. And we'll show this in color, too. But here you got the red blood cells, normal, before the vaccine. And then after, which looks like to me, well, they're not as red anymore. They're kind of like a brownish color. A lot of loss of red. And then you have what looks like, let's go this way, clots going on over here in this side right here. It looks like it's clotting up. It's clumping together. And this goes in with what everybody's been saying of these things are causing blood clots and heart attacks. And that's why people are having heart attacks, or that's why they're having strokes. So blood disorders, you know, manifest themselves in different ways. But there it is, clumping and clotting up, which means it's using more power to go through your system because nothing's running right. And it's amazing. It's amazing that people put these things in our bodies, like the last caller said. But there it is. So let's go to Cedric in Alabama now. We're going to keep going with your phone calls. I'm going to go to Johnny in Denmark next. A judge in Ohio ruled get vaxxed or serve your term. So I guess what, early release if you get a vax? Is that what's going on in Alabama?
What's going on, man? That story was actually went on the airwaves at the end of June, and it's basically an Ohio judge in Franklin County orders COVID vaccines as a term of probation. Now, one of the things that people what real patriots have to understand is, in an information war, they use similar tactics to an actual hand-to-hand combat war, and one of which is probing. They do things like this in conservative areas to probe, to see the public response. So here you have a judge, when the media reaches out to this judge in Franklin County, basically says, well, you know, I threw it out there, but, you know, they didn't object. They didn't have a religious or medical objections, but, you know, what would be the punishment if they refuse? Well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. Another story in Alabama, here in the heart of the South, Fort Rucker in Alabama is the first military institution to actually require vaccination proof. So here you have, again, another probing in a conservative area. So once again, patriots have to stand up. We have to get serious about our liberties, and we have to fight this information war with, as Scripture tells us, you worship God with spirit and truth, and that will help save this republic. And one thing, people always talk about solutions. One thing we can do to help the info war, and Alex Jones and you guys there as a team, we can volunteer to set up bureaus in each state to help find information like this and kick it up to you guys.
I agree. I agree.
Central hub. Now, that's something that's very doable. You guys cannot take the weight of the world on yourself. This country was meant for all of us. So each and every one of us, if you really love this country, if you really care about our future, there's something you can do. Pick up your weapons and go to the sound of the gunfire in this information war.
Exactly.
God bless you guys. Keep fighting. We love you. We can save this republic. It's worth fighting for.
I totally agree, Cedric, and that's why I get up every day coming to work with a little bit of zest, because I know the work we're doing here is large ripples. That's like taking a big boulder and throwing it in. It makes a big splash, but then those ripples keep going out and moving on into eternity. And I'm finding stuff that we were talking about 2 or 3 years ago is more relevant now than ever. And that makes me so happy to know that that stuff is still out there. People are still finding it. People are still posting it. The Alex Jones was right meme has never been more popular. And that's because of people like you out there. And I agree. People need to set up in their state, you know, InfoWars watchdog bureaus, and they're looking for these stories and sending them in. Or they're putting them out and talking about them. Because the more people that talk about this stuff, the more it's going to get out there. But yeah, a judge is offering people to get a vaccine as a term of their parole. Take this unapproved shot, this experimental injection into your arm so you can get out of jail. That's despicable. That is despicable. All right, let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi again, Rob. How many minutes do I have? So I have.
I'm going to give you 3.5 minutes.
Okay, great. My emphasis is that we have to call BS on COVID-19 and on SARS-CoV-2. And the reason is that if we don't, they can get us with the variant. And of course, if people know that that COVID is a fake disease and SARS-CoV-2 is a pseudo pathogen causing a fake disease, they're going to realize that the variants of it are also fake. Now, how do I know that's true? The whole idea, if we just take a panoramic view of things and just think slowly and rationally about this, COVID-19 or so-called COVID-19 has not a single new symptom, not a single new combination of symptoms within a given person. And that's important because of the comorbidities, it could have any subset of symptoms, not a single new symptom severity, and not a single new symptom severity combination, and not a single new transmissivity characteristic.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't remember a lot of people who are getting the flu and getting real sick from the flu losing their sense of smell.
That's not true.
Okay, that's not true. All right, I've never heard of that. That, to me, was a new one.
Okay, forget about the flu for a second. Look, I haven't been ill since at least as early as 2005, partly because I take great supplements like InfoWars supplements, okay?
And you're awake. You're not stressed out. You know, you're not one of these people who's going around freaking out about every time the government says something.
Right. But I was sick as a child a lot, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people are saying that a loss of sense of smell is a new symptom. It is not. I was continually ill as a child because I was taking vaccines and antibiotics, et cetera. I was getting ill twice a month before I took command of my health, and a typical symptom was loss of sense of smell.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm not the only one. You can look it up. Not a single new symptom. Not a single new symptom combination. Not a single new symptom severity. Not a single new symptom severity combination. Not a single new transmissivity characteristic. So it really is just gaslighting or exploitation of ignorance if people, you know, haven't experienced it or don't look it up. There's a great video on Band.video, David Icke, Wuhan lab virus leak, a calculated diversion from the simple truth, there is no virus. That's kind of important, too. Just to show how much, you know, we've been gaslit. Now, how do I know that there is no virus? Well, there's no publicly isolated one by the CDC's own admission. In their Emerging Infectious Diseases journal, which you can find easily online still, I checked, volume 26, issue 6, June 20th, ISS number 1080-6059, severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, from patient with coronavirus disease, United States. They admitted, buried away in a section called whole genome sequencing, that they did not, as one should, sequence the 29,903 alleged base pairs in the viral genome. Instead, they just did a PCR test, not for the presence of the virus, but for the genetic identity of the virus.
Yeah, they're looking for something. And David Icke brought that out, like, you find a tail of something and you're saying it's a unicorn. You find the DNA of a tail and you go, oh, that's a unicorn. But now let me get to this real quick. With the, when you were talking about, I lost my train of thought, Johnny. Go ahead. Keep going. I'll bring it back.
All right. Yeah. David Icke did mention it, but he actually got that. You actually facilitated my segue here to Dr. Tom Cowan, who's a recently retired, medical polymath who I think deserves at least one Nobel Prize for medicine. He's written some great books, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, indicating that the
30 seconds, evidence. Johnny.
Okay. And he wrote a paper that David Icke was referring to and that you transitively referred to, only monkey kidney cells, quote, grew, unquote, the, quote, virus, unquote, October 15th, 2020. And you can find it on drtomcowan.com. And again, this is not just a David Icke thing and a Tom Cowan thing. Our own Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said recent video that she did.
I agree. But the Indian doctors found HIV in it.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep growth crystal iodine is.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
So from the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, which is dubious on its face, and of course this article has now been withdrawn because this little study caused quite a stir. Uncanny similarities of unique inserts in COVID-19 spike protein to HIV, GP120, and GAG. And these are a bunch of Indian doctors. And they're talking about the epidemic. Interestingly, importantly, amino acid residues in all four of the inserts have identity or similarity to those in the HIV-1, GP120, or HIV-1, GAG, GAG. Interestingly, despite these inserts being discontinuous of the primary amino acid sequence, 3D modeling of the 2019 COVID suggests that they converge to constitute the receptor binding site. The finding of four unique inserts, all of which have identity similarly to amino acid residues in key structural proteins of HIV. Unlikely to be fortuitous in nature, which means they can't find it in nature. So that's what came out early on. That it had a bunch of stuff in it. We had Francis Boyle on, who said it had a bunch of different. I think the reason we're not seeing they're not sequencing this thing is because one, China's holding the sequence. They're not going to give it up because it was made in a lab, and it's probably a lot worse than what these guys found. But people are getting sick who normally don't get sick. People are dying People are dying from this. I've known people who've died from this. I don't know what to believe. I don't believe the PCR test. I don't believe the PCR test finds anything inside of you. But there's definitely a respiratory illness going around that's getting people. And who knows what it is? Just don't put any misinformation out there or you'll get kicked off the web. So with that, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson. Freedom Day is a joke.
For months, the government assured us that Freedom Day, July 19th, would be the day when all coronavirus restrictions were lifted. So how free will we be? Despite vowing to lift all mask mandates, de facto mask mandates will remain in innumerable settings. Airports, planes, trains, crowded places and major events. Supermarkets like Sainsbury's will bark orders on signs and public address systems demanding the public continue to wear face coverings. Tesco will continue to man checkpoints controlling the amount of people who can enter a shop. Some pubs are saying they will bar people from entry if they haven't had the vaccine. Continued use of the COVID track and trace app will be encouraged. Anywhere where people are, quote, likely to be in close proximity to others outside their household. So that's everywhere then. The government is expected to mandate COVID passports for larger venues despite promising for months to scrap them completely. The number of foreign destinations that people can visit without having to quarantine on return is shrinking again, making international travel near impossible. Police will continue to visit people's homes to make sure they're self-isolating. If not, they face a 10 grand fine and up to 10 years in jail. Police in Manchester turned up in a riot van at 9 p.m. to ensure a 12-year-old girl was home quarantining. She cowered behind her mother, who police refused to talk to, and feared that she'd be arrested. So in summary, mask mandates, curbs on travel, medical apartheid, COVID passports, checkpoints, and police visits. Yeah, don't know about you, but I just feel so free. Freedom. To conform, freedom has been completely redefined to a freedom-light version of the exact opposite. And we know what's going to happen. All the confusion over mask mandates, social distancing, confrontations between the public and staffers will just be exploited to streamline the whole thing and reimpose all the restrictions. An inevitable rise in infections will be blamed on those who dared exercise their freedoms. They'll be vilified and scapegoated by the media. And how long before other European countries follow the example of France, where the unvaccinated will be banned from shopping malls, pubs, cafes, restaurants, cinemas, and public transport. A new report warns that influenza and RSV are set to surge due to a lack of immunity following repeated lockdowns. And what's the solution to that? More lockdowns. Feeling free yet? It's a joke.
You can catch the rest of that report on band.video. Freedom Day is a joke. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Do you wonder if you are stuck in the dark ages? According to millennials, you use cash, putting hanky up your sleeve, getting bills through the post, having posh cutlery for special occasions, writing lists on pen and paper, smoking, describing tune as banging, ringing taxi instead of using an app, voting leave, watching actual TV, still being on Facebook, reading books, going to church, talking on phone, wearing skinny jeans, using a camera, dating in real life, not having pronouns on your Instagram bio, using SatNav, satellite navigation, and eating daddy.
Those are the 20 signs you were still stuck in the dark ages, according to millennials. And that was my dark ages Russian voice. There you go. If you do any of these, and I'll be quizzing my callers today, you're stuck in the dark ages. And what are some other things that we could be? If you think 9/11 was an inside job, you might be stuck in the dark ages. If you think you shouldn't take unapproved experimental injections into your arm, it's probably another one. Because I bet a lot of these millennials lined up, rolled up that sleeve. All right, let's go to Andrew in North Carolina. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, Rob. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Harrison, Owen, Alex, all you tech guys. Great. Thank you. So I noticed something on OAN that they put up. They were talking about the election audits and everything. And then they popped up a video that was showing real names of politicians on the fake ballot things. Then they showed another one where it had four names on it, and it showed
Nikola Thomas Tesla, Edison, Carl Sagan.
Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein. Carl Sagan. Yeah, if you could pop that up.
We're showing it right now.
This was shown on OAN. And I sent this picture to my mom because she thought it was a joke. And I said, no, I mean, I've seen it and everything. And I don't know really what it means except, you know, maybe.
Oh, I know what it means. That's a fake ballot. That's what that means.
Oh, well, yeah, but it might be like the future of way we're able to vote on ideas and inventions instead of biased politicians and stuff like that. I mean,
I vote for the Nikola Tesla party. Free energy for all.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if everybody was on the same schedule of what they wanted instead of other people telling us what to do, I mean, that's progress, I guess. But it's so weird to see it on there.
Yeah, that's a good report. I actually saw that. Did we put that up on Friday? Is that when that went up? I think I saw that Friday morning sometime, yeah. And I put that up on band.video. In fact, we're talking with OAN now just to give them their own channel where we could put their reports so they, instead of just, you know, they roll off the screen after a while. They play them a couple times a day, then that's it. Well, here's a place we could put them where people can come grab them and spread them around. Yeah. It's just another venue. So, yeah, I mean, their reports are great. And those are your basic stand-up reports where you're standing up, then you're going to a voiceover with graphics. That's your basic boilerplate report, and OAN's doing a great job at those.
Oh, they are. And I have a lot of time on my hands, and I just watch OAN and you guys all day, every day. And you guys are saying the truth and everything, but when I see something like that on OAN, it kind of shocks me to the core.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean?
Why are you spreading this information around?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm just an observer. I don't really like to speak at all. So I'm getting to the point where I'm just tired of it like you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, just hope for the best, I guess.
Well, the time for observing is over. The time for action is now, Andrew. So get active and get involved and start warning people. You know, you never know who you're going to reach. You never know. There's people that I talk to all the time. Oh, I broke my leg and I couldn't do anything about 10 years ago, and I started listening to Alex Jones and it changed my life. Stuff like that. You hear it all the time. So I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jeff in Quebec. Wants to talk about Texas Dem lawmakers getting COVID. Yeah, who knows if it's real COVID or if it's just a fake PCR test. But now I think five of the Democrats that fled Texas to not vote on the, so there wouldn't be a quorum for the voting rights or acts that they were putting together in Texas are now getting COVID. So go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Great radio voice, Jeff.
Okay. Great radio voice, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to say that I've been a long info warrior and bought a T-shirt. I've bought a lot of your products over the years. And one of the things that I think is most effective has been not only the T-shirt, as other callers have indicated, but the stickers are amazing. And I think you'd be surprised at the number of Canadians that are actual InfoWar fans. Maybe you wouldn't be. I don't know. I hope you come up here in the very near future to do some eyes-on-the-ground reporting from Canada, because what you're about to experience in the United States, Canada is just starting to go through. And I would say that Britain leads the way in terms of what our future portends. And I would even think that what France has just done by mandating vaccines and mandating that anybody wishes to go to a bar or a restaurant or even a grocery store must have a vaccine passport. So I think everybody's sort of whistling by the graveyard. For the last couple of weeks, I've been entertaining, jumping the border and going to Florida and trying to get some sort of immunity from the madness. But I really, now in the last couple of days, understand that we have to stay where we are. We have to stand up. We have to get ready to fight. We have to get psychologically, spiritually prepared for this. And there's escaping this. This is going down. I lived in China for a couple of years when I was a kid. I saw communism up front personal from the Chinese. I actually got very sick in China. It was like a flu, and I went into a coma. And I haven't been sick since, and I refuse to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. I think that your last couple of callers have been absolutely the point. I think we need to get the message downrange that there is out of us, that the information is out there if you wish to access it. I'm just thinking as I talking to you. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous right now.
Well, let me say this, Jeff. Let me say this. Yeah. Dress rehearsal's over.
Yeah.
Rehearsals are over. The writing is over. It is now lights, camera, action. It's going down. It's our job to stand up. And it's happening. People are standing up in the street. There's all kind of protests. There was one where I don't know if I have the article, but it was at this Thai spa, the Wee Spa. And in the headline, it says, Proud Boys fight with Antifa. Yet you look at the article, you look at the videos and photos of the show. I didn't see one Proud Boy in there. But it's like they just say Proud Boys because there has to be a reason. Look, Proud Boys and Antifa saw 40 arrested. I've seen the cops beating people who were spitting on them. People were shooting them with silly string, then getting shot with beanbags. I didn't see one Proud Boy in any of these. I looked at the tweets that Andy Ngo put up. I didn't see any scuffles between Proud Boys and these guys. So I don't know. I don't know where they're getting their information, but that's our job, is to bypass that information. So you could scroll through these guys, scroll through them while we're talking. This really freaks me out that they're just like, oh, it's the Proud Boys. It's the Proud Boys with them. I don't see any Proud Boys in any of these photos. And if you find some Proud Boys, please send it to me.
This is the whole narrative that is being blown up in our face. Your 1/6 insurrection is an absolute joke. As a Canadian looking at that, as a former soldier looking at that, everybody with a pair of eyes could see that it was heavily infiltrated by Antifa. The warning signs were there. They keep inserting backstory into the official or their official narrative, as they did with 9/11. So again, anybody that's paying attention to this and has been looking at this for a long time now realizes the threat. Now, I'm getting scared. I want you to, put on the armor of God. And I want you to check out a video on Rumble. It's called Dr. David Martin. Not novel. No pandemic. No vaccine. That's the title. Please put that up.
Yeah,
please,
in fact, it's on Band.Up Video, and I believe the Bill Gates is evil section. We'll show that when we come back from break, where everybody else can find it. Yeah, that's what's happening. People are standing up. It's not the best production in the world, but people are speaking out, and that's what we need to do. We need more people speaking out now more than ever.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We had our last caller talk about Dr. David Martin. And we had put that video up on Ban, I believe, on Friday. Top equities investor, I think, is what it starts with. Yeah. That Friday, July 12th, even. Wow, a long time ago. Yeah, there is no Delta variant, not novel, no pandemic, Dr. David Martin. So there he is with his gigantic microphone. Kind of puts this gigantic microphone to shame right there. This one I feel is probably a little more robust. Also, we had the emergency Saturday transmission. Biden administration preparing forced injections. It's not even forced vaccinations because these things aren't even vaccines. They're just injections. And that one, 787,000 views. So like I said, we put up content 7 days a week here at the InfoWars Information Network because we want you to be informed as you go through your life, so you can wake up others. We got the article, Israeli spyware found on cell phones of journalists. Israeli spyware is used to hack journalists' phones, including staff at Financial Times, CNN, AP, plus Arab royal families and politicians around the world. Early versions of this virus, called Pegasus, allowing its controller near unlimited access and control over the infected device. It can take control of the camera and microphone to record video and audio and access GPS data. Earlier versions of the virus were using crude phishing attacks in which users were conned into downloading the virus on their phone by clicking on a malicious link. So when you get that text that says, hey, hot singles in your area, click here. Don't click on it. But researchers say the software became more sophisticated, exploiting vulnerabilities in common phone apps to launch zero-click attacks in which the could infect the device without the user doing anything. For example, 2019 WhatsApp revealed that 1,400 people have been affected by an NSO group software called Zero Default, previously unknown error in the call function of the app. So you got all these devices out there, people trying to get into them. Here's my advice to you. Don't open anything. Don't download anything unless you know the person you're getting it from. Be aware. All right, let's go to Bear in Wyoming. Go ahead, Bear.
Thanks for having me on. The Info Bear here, reporting from Wyoming. Longtime listener and a 24-hour streamer of the InfoWar.
All right. Anyway, don't tell us where you're streaming it because then they'll shut you down.
Oh, they've done it several times. I was Bears Play, and they shut me down there. Anyway.
Well, it's good to know you're out there.
I wanted to speak about the Saturday deal that Owen had.
Uh-huh.
He kept referring to the Bears deal. I had 60-plus people on my stream. We couldn't locate it.
It might be taken down, but I think the guys pulled it up during the show. Guys, pull it up, but actually show the URL so so we can show Bear and all those out there who were looking for that graph.
Yeah, we couldn't find it. We had a few people look, and we couldn't find it. Anyway,
yeah.
Also, anyway, that was one thing. Also, I wanted to point out, guys, don't miss out on that X2 spray. One hell of a deal. I've paid up to $30 for a bottle of the X2, the regular X2. I just got two of them in. I ordered three more, so I got five of them coming. And let me tell you something about the X2, guys. It'll last you almost 6 months. The dosing will last you almost 6 months, so it's a hell of a buy. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. You guys have a good one. Keep up the InfoWar. We love it over here.
All right. Appreciate your call, Bear. Appreciate to know you're out there restreaming the stream that we send out, which is free, by the way, 24 hours a day, Bear in Wyoming. Guys, do we have that graph that we can show people? Or do we just have it as a graphic? So that's the number of deaths. Now, where, and that's the CDC's own data. So you can click on that. What's the name of that article? There it is. Jim Hoff, that's Gateway Pundit. For the second week in a row, more COVID-19 vaccination deaths than COVID deaths in the U.S., according to CDC and Bear's websites. That was published July 17th. Gateway Pundit, great resource. In fact, I have on my phone Gateway Pundit's on my front page, along with InfoWars, Drudge Report, Citizen Free Press, Mail Online, Populist Press, and Gab Trends. So there you go. Those are the main, my main go-tos during the day as I look for news, because I believe it's a good cross-section of what's going on out in the world. All right, let's go to who's been on the line. Joy in Missouri, and then we'll go to Tim in California. Go ahead, Joy.
Good to hear from you, Rob, because I like your music. Dude, news. I just want to give you all a little something that's going on in Independence, Missouri. I've been going to this place for probably a couple of years off and on. And about that time, I met an elderly man, told him about InfoWars, shared it with several people, word of mouth, and sometimes in print. And I saw him at this church the other day trying to get his food, because it's a place where a lot of people go pick up food, like a small pantry. And they had RNs and even a police officer in the building. And he was telling the RN, no, he's not taking the COVID vaccine because it's killing people. And then she said, oh, no, that's the COVID that's killing people. I said,
No, just sit down and take this shot. It's okay. We have to get this jab in your arm, sir. It's for your health. It's safe and effective.
Yes, and I think he's about in his early 80s, so he's
We like the old people. We're here to help the old people. That's right.
Of course.
If we kill 10 old people, we can hire 100 teachers.
Yes, Bill, that's correct. I'm so sorry to say I disagree with your view, however. I do want you to know that the preceding week I had shared Dr. Mercola and his website with one of the other RNs who
was
not there.
He's one of the disinformation dozen. You can't share him.
Well, I did, and she wasn't there the other day. But the police officer paid particular note of me after I told the elderly man, good job, you're being really well informed. And the police officer began to interview me and wanted to know my first and last name in full.
Man, where are you finding this information? We need to do an investigation, because we can't have people thinking they know stuff walking around here. We need people just lining up for injections in their arms.
Oh, I know one such person who did, and she already had heart problems, and she's had HIV, and I had warned her, and she promised she wasn't going to take it. I told her some of the things I knew about the COVID virus, and then she did it.
Well, now she has HIV plus, so I don't know if that's any better.
Well, I think the best thing we can do at this point is pray, and then also I told her, you might need to look up these websites to see if there's a way to abate what you've done. I have been helping with a local radio and internet show that...
we'll plug it real quick. We're going to break. Plug the show.
Yeah. Okay. American Heritage Center of Independence, Missouri. And we do a show that airs on Thursday in local radio and on Saturday morning local radio. And... You can find it at American Heritage Center Radio.
Excellent. There it is. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2s, the exact same X2 in the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40% off, depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience deep earth crystal iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen, it is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, the same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep the sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
He's found it down, loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do my whole career, not as a political operative. I've never worked on a campaign in my life other than campaigning against Trump. I'm a national security guy. I've worked in national security against ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Russia. And the number one national security threat I've ever seen in my life to this country's democracy is the party that I'm in, the Republican Party. It is the number one national security threat to the United States of America. And I'll tell you this, if my party retakes the U.S. House of Representatives in the next cycle, it's going to become a haunted house. And the ghoul and the specter haunting that house is going to be Donald Trump. And if Kevin McCarthy's hand is on the speaker's gavel. It's really Donald Trump's hand on the speaker's gavel. And the fact that Kevin McCarthy continues to pay homage to a twice impeached presidential loser, I think should give all Americans pause and make them worry about the future of this country and its security.
Now, Miles Taylor, former Department of Homeland Security official. Now, do we believe he did anything to fight ISIS or Al-Qaeda? That guy looks like he barely started shaving. I'm sure he went to Georgetown. We should look up old Miles Taylor. Sounds like a real effeminate name, Miles Taylor.
Miles.
Oh, yeah, I'm a national security guy.
Yeah, we believe that guy wasn't securing anything but the donut box. That's all he was securing from his other cops, his federal cops. That's just ridiculous on its face, but should we be surprised from seeing that on MSNBC? Literally, the outhouse of mainstream cable news. All right, let's go to Tim in California. Timing's everything. Cuba and France. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, timing is everything because we look at the hard work that InfoWars has done for so many years now, and the strain that it puts on Alex, and he's carrying all this weight, and we're all so very thankful for all the work that InfoWars has done through these years. But you can't get a hit unless you swing at the pitches. And if your bat's on the shoulder, you might get on base, but you're better off having the bat off your shoulder. You couldn't see this coming, or maybe you could, but isn't it great that at the exact same time you spend decades and decades and decades of time indoctrinating our kids with Marxism and communism and socialism, even though they don't know that's what's happening to them, that's what's happening to them. And now they stand up and fight and defend it. You see Owen driving around trying to show them the facts and the numbers, and all they can do is just throw up the birds or whatever. And it's just like, okay, I'm just showing you the government numbers, the same government that's making you take the shot.
Or are they twerk behind him? They're like, look at us. This is funny, people dying from the vaccine. Yeah.
Well, but it's so funny. It's not funny, but how ironic that America is running towards the edge in a stampede with both eyes wide open, both hands. We're going to throw our freedom away. And yet you've got, amazingly, these other countries at the same time are just willing to die. You know, these people in Cuba are going to get the crap beat out of them, or they're going to have their families, whatever. And they're willing to do that because they've just had enough, and I want the freedom. I want freedom. I've got nothing else. I want freedom. And here we are. It's like, oh, freedom. Freedom's meat, and we don't need freedom. Freedom's awful. You know, everyone's white racist. Oh, okay. So I just think if the more opportunity we have to kind of unwind the kids that have been wound up into this communism, hey, let's show you other places that have had their fill of it. They don't want any more of it. They want to escape, and they want to escape here. So maybe maybe you want to trade places with them.
Yeah, let's do a swap.
You want to go there?
We'll take a Cuban. They get a Black Lives Matter. They get an Antifa. And we'll see how great their country becomes. And they can live in their socialist paradise. I agree with you. Let's do the trade.
The problem is, of course, the kids just don't know. Yeah, they've had these decades, and it just nobody told them about Mao or Lenin or Stalin or Hitler or Kim Jong-il or Pol Pot or Ho Chi Minh or all these people that killed us, tens of millions of their own.
Oh, no, they've been told about them, but they're told they're heroes of the people.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're told.
And not to worry, nobody like Obama or Biden or anybody like that would ever do anything like that here. They would never kill their own people, like with a COVID shot or something.
Here's from the Orlando Sentinel. Rubio offers to help Black Lives Matter activists move to Cuba. Put them on a boat. Ship them to Cuba. That is the number one reality show that people will watch. It'll be the biggest thing of all time. In fact, you could probably even negotiate with the Cuban dictators that we're going to send these brats over here, and you guys get to re-educate them into your way. Okay, we're going to give you fresh Americans in which to mold into good Cubans. And I think they might take it. They might get a little money on the side. They like money just like anybody else. I think there you go. And then the rest of the world gets to watch it and sees what a crap hole Cuba is. I mean, when the guy gets the piece of chicken in his hand, they're like, there's your chicken for the month. the piece of chicken in your hand. The amount of chicken that I ate last night is what you get for the month. Oh, and you don't have a refrigerator, so you got to eat it now. That's what they get in Cuba. All right, let's go to Ann in Tennessee. Go ahead, Ann.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to talk about how Owen went this last Saturday to bring to the people the truth of what is going on with this COVID vaccine. And it's very disheartening to watch these people become victims to these wicked lies. And so I wanted to also bring to light of Christmas in July. And what I'm speaking of is a video that was done in the 1970s. And one of the comments about this video says, this is more than a Christmas carol, more than a legendary duet. It's an example of the best of us. This is history. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because sometimes, for myself, I need to remind myself, even the small things that are the best of things of America in these trying times. And it's a video by Bing Crosby and David Bowie, and they're singing The Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth. So I was wondering maybe if you could play that video just to give
Maybe we can come in from break from it if the guys can find it. We'll pull that in. Bing Crosby and David Bowie. So I imagine they're synthesizing these two voices together. They didn't actually do this duet.
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
Yes,
okay.
They did. And it's just something that's Americana. And even for myself, I have to remind myself what we're fighting for. And I know this is like maybe a small thing to a lot of people, but the smaller things are sometimes the things that are even more important these days to think upon of what we're really out there trying to save this country. So I'd appreciate it, and thank you so much.
All right, we're showing it up on the screen. Guys, let's go to break with a little bit of that, find a good section of it. Thank you, Ann in Tennessee. Let's go to the BS Assassin from New York. Go ahead, BS Assassin. Tuning in, the BS Assassin. Do we have him, the BS Assassin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You hear me?
Let's do it. Yes.
Let's go. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out first to my boy Harrison Smith. Shout-out, all right? Real quick. And then we're going to go, how does one make a rapidly mutating cold virus that doesn't mutate and is able to be isolated and identified? And how does it stay the same virus and not turn back into the regular cold if it did actually even exist? So even if it was a bioweapon, it still was the common cold. Sounds like a bad joke to me. That's first of all. Second of all, we got to flip the script on these Luciferian demons, all right? We got to make contracts for every congressman to sign. We're going to write up our own contracts from the American people, all right? And at the end, we're going to have specific things. Like if you use propaganda against the American people, you declared war and you are a treasonous traitor, which is punishable by death. You know what I mean?
There
we gotta write these contracts out. We're gonna get a big group up. We're gonna all meet up with our rations. I want a million people. We're gonna show up at the house peaceful. We're gonna show up with a box of candy, a thing of roses. Here you go, Mr. and Mrs. Congressman. Just sign this contract, okay? Because we gotta bound them by these contracts, like they signed us by contract.
All right, I like it, BS Assassin. Appreciate that. We gotta get them to sign, put their name in blood, just like they did on the Declaration of Independence.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.
AmericanJournal.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Except to measure, Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide. I'm a ride, that's on God. His light shining brightest in the dark.
Well, it's good to know the New York Times and Jen Psaki are in lockstep with one another. Got a couple articles. The first one's from February 18th. Don't go down the rabbit hole. This is Charlie Warzel. All right. This guy loves to censor people. He hates free speech. He thinks it should be abolished. Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. Now, did you ever think you'd see a sentence like that in the New York Times? Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. Well, I'll do you one better, says New York Times 2 days later. Critical thinking is dangerous. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was the final, most essential command, George Orwell, 1984. Critical thinking is dangerous, and don't go down the rabbit hole. That's what you get when you go to the New York Times. And here's Jen Psaki agreeing with them, telling you we're going to kick you off of all platforms if we disagree with you on one. Here she is.
a couple of the steps that we have, that could be constructive for the public health of the country are providing for Facebook or other platforms to measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching, also with the public, with all of you, to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
Look at her smiling. She says, you shouldn't just be banned from one. You should be banned from all of them.
And if you make your own social media, we're going to ban that too. Because we don't want your ideas, your critical thinking getting out. I mean, hey, at least they're being honest. We don't want your critical thinking getting out there. I know you've been taught it, and we taught you how to be critical thinkers. We messed up. This next generation isn't going to be taught critical thinking. All right, they're being taught how to follow orders. Now you, we got to take this shot, or you got to kill yourself. One of the two. Or you got to take some opioids. You got three choices. Man, oh man. That is crazy. Let's go to who's been on the longest. Okay, Jeremy in FEMA Region 5, Ohio. Go ahead, Jeremy, talking about the second pending lockdown.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for holding.
Hey, can I do a quick plug?
Sure.
First thing, obviously a vast majority of Americans suffer from allergies. I suggest everybody get some pollen block and throw away your petroleum-based pharmaceuticals. That help with your that don't help with anything. And then next thing, X2, let's fight back against the fluoride that they've been putting in our water for ever. And then the next thing is everybody needs to get themselves a Alex Jones was right t-shirt. I tell you what, it will start conversations, or you'll see the liptard's head explode. Either way, it's it's well worth it. I wanted to talk to you about the impending lockdown. On Friday we saw Janet Yellen. She came out and said basically prepare for lockdowns and all these, you know, areas where people aren't getting vaccinated. They're obviously telling us what they're going to do. You know, any red area, any red state, any red county, they're going to lock you down. You know, they're after the conservatives. They've made it very clear. We are the domestic terrorists. I'm just telling everybody, get prepared, stock up on food, water, ammo, gold, silver. Get ready for what's coming this fall. Once this new flu season hits, they're going to lock us right back down. I live in Ohio. Dictator DeWine, he eased the mask mandates and all the other mandates mid-June. We're looking probably about 2 months worth of, you know, relief, and then they're just going to clamp right back down. I'm just telling everybody, get prepared now. Order your supplements. Get your water filtration. Get your, you know, storable food. Get everything you guys need now. Because once this fall hits, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, I liken it to a steam cooker. You have a steam cooker, yeah, and you build up the pressure too much, it'll blow up. The thing will blow apart, and you can't contain what's inside. But if you let off some steam, then you can keep it going for longer. Then you kick the steam back on, or you close the valve.
Exactly.
And it builds back up. And then you let a little steam off and it comes down. And then it goes back up. Just like LA is now reimposing the mask mandate. Austin's even starting to propose that, although I don't think people are buying it in Austin anymore. There's still, I mean, you're going to have the dimtards out there that, you know, use it while they're pumping gas. They got the mask on their face. While they're sitting there adjusting it and touching their face the entire time. It's disgusting. But yeah, I totally agree with you. They're not going to stop coming this fall. We've already seen it happen. Well, they'll get three cases in Melbourne and shut down for 3 weeks. They're insane what they're doing there. But it's the people's fault for not standing up enough. And speaking of Melbourne and Australia, FedEx/TNT cancels the entire Australian firearms industry for risking Australian surgery. Now, they've already banned most of the guns in Australia. I mean, you're lucky if you could have a shotgun. But now here's a letter dated July 7th, 2021. Effective from August 9, 2021, we will cease the transportation of firearms, weaponry, and ammunition in both our domestic and international networks. So that's one way to ban firearms. You don't let people ship them. So that's in Australia now.
eventually it'll come here, and it might be FedEx will be the first group to ban firearms. I mean, I think people need to go and talk to FedEx officials. Say, hey, are you going to ban the transportation and shipping of firearms like you did in Australia? And if you're not, can we get that in writing? Not you saying it through a bunch of stuttering answers. Can we get it in writing that FedEx in the United States is going to uphold the Second Amendment, at least not get in its way? There we go. Let's go to Angus in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Angus.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Dew.
Hi, Mr. Angus.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Sure, that's good. There are two types of men in this world. Well, before I get to that, I'll just say your callers are the best. All the callers.
Calls today have been off the hook. I agree.
Yeah, Max and Jeff from Quebec with the tractor beams coming out the window. Wow, those are great calls. But anyway, getting back to subject, if I get a couple of seconds, there's two types of men in life. And it is, I know everybody, it's like shoehorned. I mean, it's like, but in the Bible it says, in, I believe it was Judges chapter 7, verse 5, it says, the Lord said to Gideon, all those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps, you shall put to one side. And all those who kneel to drink, putting their hands to their mouths, you shall put to one side. So this describes something very strange. A man right now today will fight. Okay, it will be bloodshed. It will be bloodshed. Okay, mine or yours or anyone's. It will be bloodshed. Okay, there is a type of a man here that will actually fight, you know, that will actually stand up and just not go along with everything. And if I may continue, if I'm allowed.
You have 1 minute.
I would say, fine. Okay, fine. Alex is stressed out. Okay, the staff needs to stick by him. Too much information freaks people out. Alex is stressed out. Okay, I'm seeing it. I see it. Okay, he's a good guy. He's pushing too hard. Okay, he's pushing too hard. But in addition to that, the good news is that there's fresh new people coming in. Okay, and we see this for what it is. And I ask everybody that's listening to my voice, under the sound of my voice, support InfoWars. Support InfoWars and stand by Rob Dew. Stand by David Icke, even if you don't like him. Stand by these people because we are all in a mess right now. All of us.
I agree. We're going to break, Angus. Thank you for that. Words of wisdom. We'll be right back after this break.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves. It's just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans.
The second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is no joke.
I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it.
It made me feel worse than I felt in a long time.
Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath.
I just felt so bad.
A dizziness, fatigue,
shaking chills, fever,
extremely irrational thinking,
aches, headaches.
It has just been devastating.
Just felt miserable.
I was out for the count for about a week. Agony and chronic pain. I lost the use of my hands for about 3 weeks. The vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around again. And that's still going on.
And in Orange County, an X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Cassidy got the second Moderna shot on a Monday. By Thursday morning, they were in the ER.
She got sick right away.
The death of his youngest daughter, Cassidy, came out of nowhere 4 days after her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
Everybody from her work had kind of had flu-like symptoms.
Just like the nurse was telling us earlier today, yep. When we got tested, she experienced chills.
And she said all her friends did too.
Yep, all her friends did.
There's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Patriot doctor in Missouri works at nursing home and wants to comment on COVID vaccines.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm a geriatrician. I'm family medicine trained. I'm a geriatrician. I work in nursing homes. I have had 21 patients that I've identified that have died within 48 hours of getting either the first or second vaccine from AstraZeneca.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed.
When you get this spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. When you inject this shot that has this polyethylene glycol on the coating on the outside of it, that is what is leading to anaphylactic reactions, shock, and death. I think we're going to see massive injuries and a lot more deaths start somewhere between 4 and 18 months from now.
Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. And over the next 24 hours, she developed severe abdominal and chest pain. And the way she described the chest pain, and I quote, "It feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck." She had painful electrical shocks down her neck and spine that forced her to walk hunched over.
The 35-year-old wife and mother of four died, quote, as the result of complications after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
Mom, 45, who got job at Johns Hopkins Hospital, dies after reaction to work-mandated COVID vaccine. You ought to read about her. I ought to read her Facebook. But you better read it quick. Most people that die, they take their Facebooks down.
A handful of deaths, including Griselda's, are under investigation.
investigation because they happened 1 to 3 days after the person got a COVID-19 vaccine dose.
His dad died 4 days after getting his second shot of Pfizer vaccine.
20-year-old who loved the vaccines, promoted the vaccine, said how great they were, went to get her vaccine, died weeks after getting her mandated Russian roulette shot. Killed her.
If you could find that video on band.video, proof the COVID vax was designed to kill, you go down there, you click on the share link, and you spread that around to people, especially those, I guess, brainwashed people in your circle of friends who don't want to look at reality. I guess those are the people that lap up water with their tongues, as our last caller Angus was saying, not the ones who drink using their hands, bringing the water to their mouth. We want to get everybody putting their hands in the water, bringing it up to their mouth, not those who lap it up like a dog. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour of the American Journal. Thanks for joining us. Infowars.com/show, band.video, and freeworldnews.tv.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, one way to get into the arena is by running for public office and putting your name on the line to help lead people. And our guest coming up, and someone is doing just that. It's Ammon Bundy. You may remember him when we were covering the Bundy standoff in Nevada, where Harry Reid was trying to send federal agents to take cattle from a rancher, Clive M. Bundy. And his family stood up, along with other people, standing down and marking down, walking down the feds right there. And that's what it takes. It takes people standing up. Because the federal government really doesn't want a firefight with us. They may act like they do, and people might be pushing for one. But as a whole, the federal government doesn't want this because they're going to lose. There's too many of us. There's too many of us. So he'll be coming up. But before we go to him, I want to talk about thebiopros.com. And if you have a septic system, open up your ears and listen to me real quick, because Bioseptic Pro is one of the first products being put out by thebiopros.com, and it's like probiotics for your septic system. It is most septic products are enzymes, and you pour those in, you got to pour them in once a month. Bioseptic Pro lasts 6 months, up to a year even, depending on how much you're using your system. But Bioseptic Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. Contains no chemicals or GMOs, is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Contains only naturally occurring non-pathogenic microbes. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor, guaranteed with Bioseptic Pro. Because what this stuff does, it goes in, and these are microbes, and they're hungry, and they want organic matter. So they eat the organic matter, so you're not going to have to pump out your septic system nearly as much. Because if you know how a septic system works, it's got several tanks. It's got kind of the solid tank, then the liquid tank, and then it goes out into a leach field, or it goes out into a sprinkler system if you got an aerobic system. Now, this hasn't been tested on aerobic systems, which are more the newer kind. We're running some tests right now, actually, on some aerobic systems to see how they work. Or I guess the BioPros are. That's what they say. They say we are running these test right now. But it's not enzymes like the traditional out there that have to be replaced every month. You can put this in there, and it eats, and it breeds, and it eats, and it breeds, and it loves to eat the microbes that cause odor. I said this before, and we were running as a commercial for a while, but you know, when you sweat and it smells, it's not actually you that smells. It's the bacteria that are eating your sweat, and it's the bacteria poop is what smells. This stuff eats the bacteria that is causing the odors. So it's going to smell a lot better. It's going to run a lot smoother. It's going to clean up the buildup in the pipes. It's going to do all that. It's literally like probiotics for your septic system. So if you're out in the sticks and you're on a septic tank like I am, get you some Bioseptic Pro from thebiopros.com. You have to go to thebiopros.com. It's not listed in the InfoWars store. You have to go to thebiopros.com. So check that out and get your septic system running nice and smooth, because it is a biome and you need to run it smooth. So do we have Ammon and Bundy on? We are good to go. So let's bring on Ammon Bundy. He's running for governor of Idaho. Almost said Ohio, but he's out there out in the West Coast, in the mountains. You go to his website, votebundy.com. He's got his clarity statement, and he's got basically 3 points that he wants to run on. You know, most people try to list every issue and write it all out. I like your clarity statement, Mr. Bundy. So if you could go over that. And then the 3 points here, the Constitutional Party, the free markets, and the traditional values, and let people know, did we just lose him? I just saw the blue screen pop up as I was turning to him. All right, we're going to try to get him back. Oh, there he is. Mr. Bundy, did you hear that last question?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. VoteBundy.com is where people could go. But explain to people in your own words your clarity statement. Why it's there and why you don't have much of a platform as most people have, but you kind of have a philosophy.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I'm sick and tired of the politics that are going on across the country, also here in Idaho. And the political climate is really perfect for someone like me to run here in Idaho. People are tired of it. People are tired of the same garbage, the lies, the promises. But of course, you know, you can't just be negative. You have to have a plan. And we have a plan. We call it the Keep Idaho, Idaho plan. And ultimately, Idaho is in a situation that if we continue to do what we're doing for very much longer, we're going to end up like an Oregon. We're going to end up like a Washington or even a California. And most people in Idaho do not want that. And it's going to take someone who understands, who's been fighting the battle long enough to understand the what it takes and actually willing to stand against it. It's going to take some very proactive action to make sure that Idaho does not become an Oregon, that Idaho remains Idaho. And so that's ultimately my platform. I have certain aspects that we will be working on. One of those is actually interesting enough, shouldn't be surprising, but is taking back our lands here in Idaho.
And, I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, 63% of Idaho is federally controlled. And what's happening is as Idaho is growing, because people are flooding here from other states because we're more free here and we have a better idea of what freedom is. So people are coming here. But what it's doing is it's forcing us to become consolidated into these small areas that we call cities. And now we're having to grow up rather than growing out. And evidence has shown when a state grows up and becomes more densely populated with pollution and traffic and apartments and all of that, when they grow up, then they become basic liberals. They lose their conservative values. They lose their connection with the land, the resources, with animals, and all of those things that bring reality to a life. And so we cannot stay conservative and grow in Idaho without taking back our lands, the lands that constitutionally belong to the people of Idaho and not to Washington, D.C. So So that's something that will be happening as I you know, continue to work and as I become governor. I mean, we will simply take back our land so that we can spread out, we can use the land and resources, and we can remain a conservative state.
Now, how are you getting your message out to the people? I'm not sure what social media you're on. I've been basically banned off most social media. How are you able to channel what you're saying and let people know that you're out there and this is what you stand for?
Well, that is a challenge. You know, of course, I'm here on this show. One of the reasons for that, asking people to go to votebundy.com, asking people to donate, because I'm like you. I've been wiped off. Anytime you say the truth, you get wiped off these platforms because they want to control the messaging, and their messaging is basically socialism. I don't need to tell your audience that. I'm sure you tell them that and help them understand it every day. But the more truth that I speak, the more I get wiped off these platforms. I've been wiped off Facebook, YouTube, all of these things. So it's very difficult to use those platforms to spread my message. So we've had to do it more of a traditional way. We have to do it through emails, through radio marketing. We'll have to do it through TV and those type of things, which is still difficult. The challenge is it costs more money, and that's why we need people to donate to my campaign so that the same messaging impact can be had without being having to go through these social media platforms. So that's the challenge we face.
All right, we'll be right back with Ammon Bundy to get more into the problems that are going on in Idaho and how they're affecting. You see this all over the country. This is really going up, but it takes people standing up like Mr. Bundy and others like him to get in the arena, get involved, and wake people up and take our country back. Because that's if we don't, we got nothing at the end. And we're going to take some calls, too. Maybe if you have some questions for Ammon, we could take some of those calls as well. We'll be right back with the American Journal.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen, it is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have got these over the years. They're amazing. So that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep the sale going till it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We are being joined now with Ammon Bundy. Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com is the website. He doesn't have much social media presence because, like he said last segment, anytime he speaks the truth, he gets kicked off. And as the White House is saying, if we kick you off one platform, we think you should get kicked off more platforms. Mr. Bundy, let's talk about two things. One, What is your plan to buy this land? Is it to have private entities come in and purchase the land and then kind of subdivide it off? Is it the state government is going to buy it and then make it useful to developers? How do you envision this going forward? Because this is a great idea, I think.
Yeah, so I think it has to be two ways. First of all, we have to designate those lands that are what we call and what history has shown as multiple use lands. And then we can identify those also lands that should be available for private use. And the state should do that. The state should be the one to say, hey, look, this area here looks like, you know, around these cities and these towns, they need to be expanded. There needs to be other opportunities. Most, you know, there's tons of like sagebrush area in Idaho that really is perfect for development.
It's kind of a rolling hill type scenario too. I've been all through Idaho. It's beautiful.
And what we're doing right now is because those lands are locked up, they would be perfect for beautiful housing. You know, people that have houses, acre, 5 acre, 10 acres, half acre, you know, to really spread out. But what we're doing now, because it's not available, we're building our, you know, dense housing complexes on our farm ground. And we will completely ruin our agricultural base here in Idaho, which is really what we've been built on. We'll completely ruin that by building houses on it. When we got perfectly beautiful rolling hills that our houses can be built on. So we need to basically designate these areas. And then, you know, the multiple use areas, the mountains and where a lot of the grazing and so forth goes on. Those rights need to be maintained, and I'm talking about hunting, fishing, hiking, logging, grazing, mining. Those lands, which should be called multiple use lands, they'll remain that. And so Idaho will still have the great hunting, the great fishing, the hiking, and then the mining will be protected, the grazing will be protected, the logging will be protected as rights that people have on these lands. So you've got your ability for people to come and to have housing and to have, you know, the acreage that they want, and you have your agriculture being protected, and you also still have your hiking, fishing, and along with your minerals and your ranching, all of that's being protected under this plan, but it has to be put in the local people's hands and taken out of the wacko extreme environmentalists that have infiltrated the Washington, D.C. federal agencies that are controlling our 63% of our land.
All right. I just had Alex Jones pop into my ear. He wanted to ask you a question. I'm going to ask it for him about the new Bureau of Land Management nominee. And I believe he said he called for the killing of federal officials. Is that right? She did. Okay. What do you know about that, Mr. Bundy?
Well, you know, there's I mean, I could go into detail, but really to lay it out, the Bureau of Land Management is an unconstitutional agency that has no right constitutionally to be inside an established state. The fact that the Bureau of Land Management, the federal government, is claiming over 51% of the western landmass in the western states is completely deteriorating basically our livelihoods and our life in the West. And it's unconstitutional. Never was the federal government, Washington, D.C., supposed to control our land and resources inside our states. And so when it comes to, you know, the head of the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Land Management shouldn't exist, and neither should her as an agency. And ultimately what's happened is these crazy environmentalists have taken over these agencies and now are forcing their theology upon the people.
Yeah, I misspoke. She is a hysterical-looking cat lady environmentalist that probably doesn't want any logging. She probably, you know, this is why you have all these fires, is because they don't let anybody manage the land. It's insane.
Rob, she puts out a magazine that before she got into power, she wanted to kill people in the West and take their property. She's a communist on record. So here they are saying that, you know, that the families that you're talking to are bad people when she actually publishes a terrorist newsletter.
To go after people. No, I agree. And I wasn't sure. I hadn't seen who she was. I mean, I knew who she was because I'd seen the story a few weeks ago. But looking at that, I mean, what would you do? Would you be able to kick the Bureau of Land Management out of the state of Idaho? Would you have that power?
The really interesting thing is I want to say a couple real quick things. One is, like, I am not just some fringe runner for governor. I'm one of the top candidates for the governor. In fact, I am the number one candidate that is believed by the people who know the most about Idaho politics. I am the candidate that can kick Governor Little out, who's the incumbent. I am the one that can do that. So this is not just something I'm talking about out here in the woods or out here in the weeds. This is a true possibility, and I have a great chance with the political climate to become the governor of Idaho. Now, Idaho also is very unique because it is the only state in the union did not enter the union under an enabling act. And the western states, most of them, had to sign and agree to an enabling act, and Washington, D.C. strong-hand the states to say that we will give up the land and allow the federal government to distribute that land or dispose of that land. Idaho did not do that. So legally, even on a legal premise, we have a really great chance of transferring this land and getting this land into the people's hands, into the control of the local governments, to appropriate it properly according to the constitutional intent, and to kick Washington, D.C. out of our state. It is a real possibility legally and physically and in all those aspects of this happening. And so anyway, there are steps. We will do it responsibly. We have a plan to do it. And it's just one of the things that we're working on. And I don't need to say this again to your audience, but, you know, I'm not a normal candidate. I realize that. I've never run for office or anything other than I was a student body president in my high school. So besides that, I am not have any political history other than what I've done with my family. But we cannot continue to do the same thing. And Idaho, has always stood for, you know, freedom, liberty. We have independent-minded people, and the climate is perfect right now for this to happen. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm asking for support. Because if Idaho can do it, it will hopefully perpetuate beyond the borders of Idaho into other states.
I agree. Stand by, Mr. Bundy. The message of freedom is spreading, but it can only do it when you get out there and take action. So we'll be right back after this. We'll finish up with Ammon Bundy, maybe take a couple of your calls, and we'll be right back.
Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposedly need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen, it is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Final half hour of our three-hour show that starts off, kicks off at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Then we got the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3. And then finally, the War Room from 3 to 6. 10 hours of live programming thanks to you. Actually, I don't like to call it programming. Live shows. We're not trying to program you. We're just trying to show you the information because we think critical thinking is an asset, nothing that should be run from, like the New York Times tells you. Now, I got this question for Mr. Bundy, Ammon Bundy, running for governor of Idaho. Hopefully, he is able to win. We get a real populist in there. VoteBundy.com is his website. Now, Mr. Bundy, we saw with Trump, he got in, he was stymied from both sides. The left hated him, and even people in his own party were working against him actively to subvert what he wanted to do. Now, if you're able to get in, you're able to win the governorship of Idaho, how are you going to combat that when people want to push against your agenda? Are you going to clean house? I mean, I don't want you to give away everything, but how are you going to be able to see your agenda fulfilled instead of the left kind of controlling it and turning a sneeze into a scandal?
So that's a great question and something that's already happened here in Idaho before I even made my announcement that I was running. I filed for the Secretary of State, and the Republican Party establishment, the RINO establishment here in Idaho, came out against me. They basically said that they're not going to allow the Republican Party to support me. They're not going to fund anything that I do. And they're going to basically be open against me throughout my campaign. This is the Republican Party, and I'm running as a Republican candidate. And so that's already happened, and I expected that to happen. I fully expect that to happen because, to be honest with you, I mean, when you read over the Republican Party platform in Idaho and nationally, it's a righteous platform. It's a good platform. But the establishment leaders of the Republican Party, they're not really Republicans. Just like, you know, most conservatives or Republicans in our government, in many cases, are not truly conservative. They have different ideals. They don't even believe in the platform of the Republican Party. So I will face that. I have faced that, and I anticipate in facing that. The unique thing about Idaho, though, is most people are still very conservative here. Most people vote Republican, and most people think that way. So it's not so much that I have to fight the Democrats and the liberals, although we know that's part of it. I literally have to fight the establishment leaders of the Republican Party, and that will be my fight. But I already have good relationships with several key legislatures who are conservative, who face the same challenges I face here in Idaho. And I am very, very confident because I believe that this is some of the skills that God have given me. And I don't take credit for myself. I just say these are some of the skills and the blessings that God has given me to be able to unite people around a cause to get things done. You know, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, I've been able to unite around certain causes to come to the defense of people. And I believe I will be able to bring that to the office of the governor and get a tremendous amount of things done in Idaho that no one else can get done. And I believe that, again, that's what I'm supposed to do. I believe that those are the skills that God has given me and my life has brought me to. And so that's what I will do. I'm confident that I'll be able to unite the legislature in Idaho here to accomplish many or most, or if not all of the things that need to be done to keep Idaho conservative and to keep it to as that shining bastion of liberty for the rest of the world to see how freedom is the answer.
And your 3 points on your platform, constitutional purity, free markets, and traditional values, I mean, who can argue with that unless you're a communist? So let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg's got a question for you. Go ahead, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good. Hey, Mr. Bundy, pleasure to say hello to you. When you guys were having that, if you want to call it a standoff, out there north of Vegas, I was the guy. I came up, I think, three times. I had a business in North Vegas and loaded up my Maserati and brought you guys up a bunch of Gatorades and waters and everything. But I did see a lot of stuff that, you know, I'm not going to go into now that was really, I mean, talk about unconstitutional and really, it would amaze people if they really saw what was happening up there. But anyways, wanted to ask you there, you know, I like you're talking about what you're doing with the land and everything up there in Idaho. I cut through there a lot. On my way up to Montana, I have a little place up there, and it's beautiful country. I think number two to Montana, but that's, you know, I'm a little biased. The how do you think that's going to work out for you? Are you going to have to divide up, you know, like basically larger counties, or what are you going for there?
No, there's no need to, you know, re-adjudicate the county borders, nothing like that. It's just simply taking the land that the federal government is controlling and transfer it to the local government so that they can decide. And then not only that, it's very important that the rights that are established already on the land, they have to be, you know, protected. And that includes the, you know, mining, logging, grazing, hunting, hiking. Those are actually established rights that are on much of this multiple use land. And then the land around the cities and other areas could be adjudicated to the people. And it's just that simple. We've got 63. We're talking about millions of acres of land that are being locked away from the people from being able to use, access, and to live on.
Now, are you guys, you know how they have this, that hideous person that Biden just put in there for the BLM? Are you guys going to have someone statewide looking over some of the lands up there?
Well, it's actually the county's responsibility and the local people's responsibility constitutionally. We don't need to reinvent the Constitution. We just need to live it. We don't need to reinvent the Constitution. It's already the East already does it. Why should the West be any different than the East? You know, the East already does it. We also have rights that are established here that need to be protected, and constitutional Idaho must be protected, and that is the right to hunt, fish, to hike, to camp, and those have already been established through multiple use, and so those lands will be designated, and the others will be available for the people to claim through a process, most likely an auction type process. For the people to claim as private. And if we don't do this, you might as well say that Idaho is going to be Oregon. It will happen. If we don't do things, we will become just like Oregon, with the homeless, the dense population, and where the cities are controlling the rural areas to the point where Eastern Oregon wants to join Idaho because Portland is so long. And the land and resources are so controlled that they can't even maintain their rural culture. They want to join Idaho.
Well, folks, he's an extremist. He wants to go back to the Constitution and use the land as God intended. I mean, he will certainly be attacked by the liberal media. It's Ammon Bundy. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to let Clown Car from New York. He's got a question for you, Mr. Bundy, and we'll wrap up the show. But we appreciate everybody for tuning in to Infowars.com and the American Journal. You can find all these great shows on band.video. We put out the full shows. We got the live streams running. It's all thanks to you, and we appreciate your support going to InfowarsStore.com because it's your support which keeps this network going. So check out VoteBundy.com for more information on Ammon Bundy. We'll be right back with the final segment of the American Journal. Thanks for watching.
The
BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of The American Journal. In about 13 minutes, we're going to be going over to The Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones. And he's been working all weekend, and he's raring to go. I want to bring your attention to this article. mRNA vaccine inventor, I risk being assassinated for speaking out against experimental COVID-19 shots. It's by Jamie White. Went out on the 18th. It's getting so bad that the guy who invented the gene therapy injections that they're calling vaccines and sticking into people He's been told by a journalist that his life was in danger for speaking publicly about the risks that come for taking the mRNA jab. And he was told he needs to get security because his life is at risk for being assassinated. Now, that on itself, on its face, is scary. I want to get back to Ammon Bundy, but I wanted to let you know about that. You can go to votebundy.com to find out more information. I'm going to go Vinny from Long Island. I'm not going to go to Vinny, but his question was, I want to get his question out there. Mr. Bundy, how are you going to avoid election fraud like we've seen all across the United States? I saw personally during the Republican nomination process in Wisconsin, Trump was having huge rallies, thousands of people. Ted Cruz could barely get 300, yet the establishment backed up behind Ted Cruz and were able to shoehorn him in and the nomination for Wisconsin. So you're obviously going against that same Republican machine. How do you plan on avoiding election fraud like what we saw in other places of the country?
Well, representatives in each county pushing for paper elections and just keeping an eye on it. They're besides changing our entire way in which we vote, which I think needs to be done, actually. But I don't think I have the power to do that. We're just going to have to keep a very close eye on the election and have representatives there and have it documented, demand that we can film it, demand that we're present, and try to basically force the integrity of the election as much as we can. And that's all that we can do at this point. And we intend to do that. And that'll be done on a county basis, a precinct basis. And that's our goal. That's our plan.
Yeah, you got to have observers out there. All right, let's go to Clown Car in New York. He has a funny name, but he's a very serious caller. Go ahead, Clown Car.
God bless you, Ammon, and VoteBundy.com. Everybody, please go check it out. This guy reminds me of James Cagney. I mean, I can't believe to think that he's just going to save his family, and now he's going to save tens of thousands, maybe even millions. I mean, how did you feel when they approached your property to take your cattle?
Well, you know, there ended up being 213 armed agents, and they tried to cover up, you know, they tried to cover up that the HRT team was there, the FBI HRT team. This is the same team that killed Waco, Ruby Ridge. They were there. They were pulling the strings, and ultimately we found that out later. But they came to kill my family. They came to take our ranch, and ultimately what happened is, because of modern technology, we were able to record it. We were able to get it out on social media, and thousands of people came and surrounded my family and protected us and literally backed them down and drove them off. I watched 107 federal vehicles drive away all at once and leave and never come back to the ranch. And my dad has continued to graze on that land that he has rights to. And my family has done that now for 145 years. It wasn't easy. We knew God was with us. We knew the agenda of these anti-human extreme environmentalists that want to destroy basically humans from using the land and resources. And we knew that this was a point in which we had to stand. And to be honest with you, we were willing to give our lives for it, but we didn't have to because the American people surrounded us.
Yeah, like a security blanket. It was amazing to watch when it happened. I think we had David Knight and a cameraman down there covering the events as they unfolded. We were putting the information out as much as we could get it because we saw the injustice going on. We saw the reality of what was going on. I mean, the mainstream media tried to paint you as the villain when, you know, most free-thinking Americans knew it was the federal government. We got about 5 minutes left, Mr. Bundy. Is there anything that I haven't covered that you'd like to get out to the people right now watching this show?
Well, you know, I need to be just frank with everybody, and that is because I am fighting the establishment here in Idaho and across the country, actually, and they're going to try to basically make it so that I don't have the reach. Because we're fighting the, globalists in the social media, the big tech companies trying to stop us from spreading our word. I have to go to more traditional ways in spreading spreading my message, which costs more money. And, you know, I hate to do this, but I have to ask people to donate. I have to ask them to donate to my campaign so that we can spread this message. Because, again, I'm not some fringe candidate out there that just decided to fill out some paperwork. I am the leading candidate that can take out the establishment governor, incumbent governor here, who literally locked down the people in Idaho, who had people arrested for having church outside, who plotted arresting people during Easter service, who targeted individuals for coming to the Capitol building, who tried to get immunity. I mean, this guy is a terrible guy. Governor Little is a terrible person, and I have a really strong chance of taking him out and sending a message, but I need people's help. You know, I'm not good at asking for money, asking for donations, but I need people to go to votebundy.com and to donate to my campaign so that we can spread this message and get the people to understand the dire circumstances that we are in, not only in this country, but specifically in Idaho. We will lose Idaho if we don't do something now. I don't think we can go another 4 years. And I know, you know, that's something common that is being said in campaigns, but it is a reality. We're on the verge right now. We are making the same decisions right now in Idaho that Oregon and Washington made 20 years ago. And as we know, the results will be the same if we continue down this path. And I intend to change that. I intend to do whatever I can to make Idaho a refuge for people who want to be free. That is my goal.
Well, there you go. And I think what's just as important as money is volunteers. You need those eyeballs. You need boots on the ground. You need people working in all the precincts, looking for the voter fraud, because that's where they're going to take it from you. If you are the populist candidate and people are behind you, then that's the only way they could take it, is at the ballot box and with the chicanery that they're going to pull with creating scandals out of nothing. These are all the little things in their playbook that they're going to try to do. That's why you need people, and they don't need to be Avert, Ammon, Bundy supporters. They just need to be there and be ready, because things are going to strike, and they're going to try to take you out politically, I think, as it gets closer to this, especially if you're seeing the support, especially if you're holding rallies where people are showing up to. I mean, I think that's one way you have to do that. You have to do just like what happened at the Bundy Ranch. Surround yourself with the cloak of the American people, of the citizens of Ohio, and take your state back. So the site is votebundy.com, and you could go there. Volunteer, give some money, see what you could do, because yeah, we do need to take this back one state at a time. And I agree, the state of Idaho is worthy of saving, and we need to save it. So thank you for joining me, Mr. Bundy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Just come back when you're governor, right?
I sure will.
All right. I'm holding you to that one. So we got to get this guy in the governorship of Idaho so we can say we can stop the flow of communism that is now moving from the west to the east. Like he said, parts of Oregon want to become part of Idaho, but you gotta stop. You gotta put a stop to this. And it literally means getting your act together and helping clean up your room. So with that, let's go to one more call. Let's go to Alicia in Louisiana. I got about a minute left. I'll let you finish up. You're the tail gunner today. Go ahead, Alicia.
Hi, I'm Alicia. Thank you, Rob. It's such a pleasure. Bundy, I really truly believe that you are a mighty man of valor. You're definitely a kingdom builder. And I do relate with the high tech. I even trying to do a press release. You know, there's been a lot of roadblocks. But I just wanted to bring to your attention that not just you, but Rob and Alex and InfoWars. I mean, I believe that God has been using InfoWars, and they've given them an understanding of what's been put in motion, what God is doing, and which is extremely important for God's children in this time. It's so prescient. I've always shared this book called PoliticalMoron.com on PoliticalMoron.com.
All right, we're going to leave it there as we go out. Alex Jones Show is coming up next. Thanks to you, Alicia, for being our tail gunner. And we got to take this back one day at a time.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going till it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.